We're up to Perek Shvi, Amon L'Kohen Gadol, Samech Vov Amir Aleph. Amon L'Kohen Gadol, an Amona who marries a Kohen Gadol, the Isser, but it's a marriage, so they're married. Grusha V'Chalutza L'Kohen Hedjit, and the Grusha and Chalutz who marry a regular Kohen, also the Isser. And she brought into the marriage, again it's a prohibited marriage, but she brought into the marriage what a woman usually brings into the marriage, either nichse malog or nichse tzon barzel, and they can be slaves too. One second, we'll discuss what it is. So let's see first, okay, let's see what it is. La'amar l'koin gadol, hichniso lo avde malog. So Rashi explains, ma'asheh ha'isha machneses l'bala. The shomalo the kabla malo bachrayis ksubasa kemoshe kosnin the don the dunya the hanolasle v'hu mosif kinegdon the kosev sacha kol kibel alo plonik the kach b'ksubasa korin tzon barza. Explain what Rashi's talking about. A woman brings in clothing, jewelry, slaves into a marriage. So the husband can deal with it one of two ways. Either they can appraise it, and he writes in the ksuba that he accepts the responsibility for this and this amount. And the Gemara in ksuba says that he adds a certain percentage if it's cash that she brings in, if she's in the talton that she brings in, if it's karka she brings in, to make it look nicer. And therefore, when we in the end try to collect it, we subtract that percentage, knowing that it was added on. But in any case, but he appraises it. It's written in the ksuba that he accepts kineged that a certain amount of money. In other words, if the total amount of money that she brought into the marriage was $1,000, so we write in the ksuba that he accepts $1,000 responsibility, then in case he'll divorce her or he'll die, she gets that $1,000. In other words, what she brought in remains static. If it depreciates, she still gets her original $1,000. If it gets more, he gets the profit. But basically, what's it called? He guarantees that she won't lose anything from the original principal she brought in. She won't gain either. If things appreciate, he gets the appreciation, not her. So that's called tzon barza. He underwrites what she brought into the marriage, and if she gets divorced, she gets the worth that it was worth when she brought it in. No less, no more. B'yesh, that's called nechzei tzon barzel, because it's like iron sheep. It can't die. It can't, depreciate. It's static. B'yesh machneses momon harbe, ve'eino kosevis kulo b'ksubasa. Right? But there's a lot, other times she brings in things and they're not written in the ksuba. He doesn't accept responsibility for them. O'mishayeres li'atzma, and she remains the owner of these things. And the husband has the right to eat the payrus of them. For instance, if she brings in land, the land belongs to her, but the husband gets the produce of the land. If she brings in clothing that can be rented out, the husband gets the rent, she keeps the clothing. The clothing is hers. Okay, therefore, if the clothing or the land appreciate, she gets the appreciation. If it depreciates, she suffers. And the husband doesn't own the Guf Hadavar, he only has a Kenyan Peiros. He has the rights to eat the to benefit from the Peiros, from the income that thing generates, or the fruit of the land, or whatever. Umasheres asma, hey nichse malog, those are called nichse malog. The habal ochel peiros, v'hakeren shalokai, and the husband eats the produce of that. He doesn't have the goof. The goof remains the woman's. And if it appreciates, she gains. If it depreciates, she loses. The mesu mesu, they died. Tough luck. The avod law. O pisku pisku law. If they depreciate, it's her loss. Loshen tzon barzel keren kayim she'ain poches v'nifsa. Tzon barzel means it doesn't depreciate, depreciate. It remains, doesn't get lost, because he guarantees her that amount that it was worth when she came into the marriage. Even if we're talking about avodim, so now let's see how it works with avodim. If she brought it avodim, and they were to be considered nichsei tzon barzel, then the husband appraises these slaves. Let's say the slaves are worth $1,000, and he guarantees her in the ksuba that if he'll die or he'll divorce her, he'll give her $1,000 that those slaves are worth, and then the slaves basically are his. If the slaves get worth more, when he dies, his Yerusha gains, now the slaves are worth $2,000, he gains the $2,000 worth of slaves, he pays her out of the estate, they pay her out of the estate $1,000, or if he divorces, the same thing. That's Avdei Tzon Darza. Avdei Malob is she retains ownership on the Avodim, and if they appreciate when she's divorced and they're worth $2,000, she keeps them, and if they're only worth, if they died and they're worth nothing, she suffers a loss. During the whole time that she's married, the husband can use those slaves. That's the payrus, that's the benefits of the slave he gets. He doesn't own the slave, but he gets the benefits from them. So Nichsei Malog, he has Kinyan Peiros. Nichsei Tzon Barzel, he basically owns the thing itself. So an Eved of a Kohen can eat Truma. So the Eved, so now the question is, does the Kohen own these Avodim? He married this woman, okay, and she has slaves that she brings into the marriage. So if it's Avdei Malog, he doesn't own them. He only owns a Kinyan Peiros on it. But if he, what's it called, if they're Avdei Tzon Barzel, then he actually owns them. And she only has a guarantee that she'll get her the value of them back in case they're she's divorced or dead. So now the truth is that it could be that he doesn't get any benefit from these things, Min Hadin, because it's a prohibited marriage. But Lamaisa, the Kenyan, is there. It could be the Rabbanan concert him, you're not going to get any benefit from this because you're married to her Be'isr. But since Lamaisa there is an ownership, right? Since the marriage is a marriage, and what she owns either belongs to the husband or whatever, he may not be allowed to get the benefits from it. But the question is, are these avodim owned by a kohen or not? And we'll see that there's another possibility. Even if the kohen doesn't own it, but something the kohen owns that owns something can eat truma too. That we'll get to in the Gemara.
Who decides if it's somebody?
She decides.
The wife.
What she brings in, yes. How she wants to do it. Okay. So the kalocha is Avdei Malog lo yochlu betruma. Avdei Malog can't eat truma because he doesn't own them. She owns them, and he only gets the peiros. And Tosa speaks about why isn't this dependent on the in the shayla of Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Aguv or ain't Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Aguv. It also says that in this situation, even if Kinyan Peiros has a din of Kinyan Aguv, it doesn't help the Gabi Truma. Referee, Sukkim, whatever. So it's not dependent on that child. Since the husband doesn't own the goof of the Avodim by Nichsei Maluv, he only has the profit that comes from them, the benefit that comes from them, then that's not enough for them to eat Truma.
Can they remain married?
Who?
No,
he has to divorce her. But until he divorces her, it's a shayla. Avdei Tzon Barzel Yochlu. But the Avdei Tzon Barzel are allowed to eat truma because they're owned by the Kohen. Their bodies are owned by the Kohen. The Elu Hein Avdei Malug. What is Avdei Malug? Im Mesu Mesu Lav, Im Hosiru Hosiru Lav. Avdei Malug is where she maintains ownership on the body of the thing, and therefore if it appreciates, it's her benefit. If it depreciates, it's her loss. And the husband, afal pishu chayiv mizonos, and even though he has to feed these slaves, right, hari elu lo yochlu b'truma, because they don't belong to him, and he only has the benefits from them. And he has to feed them because he has the benefits, but he doesn't get the, what's it called, he doesn't own their bodies. But over here we're going to see because of the idiosyncrasies of this case, instead of this case, but any case like that. The Elohein Avdei Tzon Barzel, right? And these are the Avdei Tzon Barzel in Mesu Mesu Lo, the Mosiro Siro Lo. Avdei Tzon Barzel, he owns the body of the slaves. He just underwrites them that in case he'll get divorced or he'll die, she is guaranteed to get back the value that they were worth when she brought them into the, no more, no less. However, who chayev b'achor yusan, since he owns them basically, he is chayev to make good on them, right? Hariyeh l'yochlu b'truma, they're considered his kinyan kesef, they're considered his property, and therefore he can eat, they can eat truma. Bas Yisrael shenisis l'kohen, regular Bas Yisrael that was married to a kohen, since she is allowed to eat truma because she's the kohen's wife, okay? And the ichnisalo avodim, and she brought avodim into the marriage. Bein avdi malug, bein avdi tzom barzo, harayel yochlu b'truma. A regular woman, right? Not an almon of a kohen gadol or a grush of a chalutza, but a regular kosher Bas Yisrael who married a kohen, and she brings avodim in. It doesn't make a difference if they're avdi malug or they're avdi tzom barzo, they eat truma. See 1 second why. Ubas kohen shenisas li Yisrael, a bas kohen who was married to Yisrael, the ichnisalo avodim bein avdi malug bein avdi tzom barzo, hari elu lo yochlu b'truma. Even though there'll be svarah to say that the avde malug are hers and she is a bas kohen, still the what's it called, since she's married to a Yisrael, she doesn't eat truma anymore, and therefore the avodim don't eat truma because of her, and surely not because of the husband, because he can't eat truma altogether. So whether they belong to the husband or belong to her, they don't eat truma. See Rashi. Avdei malug lo yochlu lefi shehein shalo, v'hi chalola. They belong to her, and she's a chalola, because she lived with the kohen gadol, if she's a almana, or with a grusha chalutza, the kohen hedi, she became a chalola. So she's pasul the truma. Chalola is not allowed to eat truma. And they ask, v'chara, a shivcha, right, is allowed to eat truma. If kohen owns a shivcha, so she's allowed to eat truma, even though she's pasul the kohuna. Yet a kohen marries a chalola, she doesn't eat truma. Why is she worse than a shivcha? The answer is pretty simple. By the shivcha, what makes her eat is the fact that she belongs to a kohen. There's nothing wrong with a shivcha belonging to a kohen. In Mela, she can eat truma. But a wife isn't because she belongs to the husband, it's because there's a kinyan of ishus. But since she's like the family of the kohen, but since she's a halala, she doesn't fit into that family. In Mela, what's of course, she can't eat truma. Avde malug lo yochlu, b'shein shalo avde. Bas Yisrael shenisas l'kohen, afilu avde malug, she'enen shalo yochlu. By a regular, permissible marriage, even avde malug, which belonged to her, can eat truma. Why? The hainu kinyon, though, shekona kinyon. Because a special halacha, that if a kohen's kinyon has a kinyon, like over here, he owns the, he has a kinyon ishus over the wife, and she has a kinyon over the eved, so the Kohen's Kenyan, who owns a Kenyan, can also eat Truma. Not because it belongs to the Kohen, but because it belongs to someone who belongs to the Kohen. In the first case, we'll see it doesn't work, because since she is a Chalala, and she herself can't eat Truma, so if she owns something, it won't help for the husband. But if she herself could eat Truma, and she owns something, even though the husband doesn't, but she belongs to the Kohen, and the thing belongs to her, that's good enough to make that third thing eat truma. The Hainu Kinyon or Shekona Kinyon. The Alfina the Gemara, the Kinyon or Shekona Kinyon Olcha. The Gemara learns out that a Kohen's Kinyon, who has a Kinyon, also eats truma. Okay. Let's go on. Gemara says, V'avdi malog lo yochlu b'truma, amai? Why can't by the almon of the kohen gadol, the grush of a chalutz of the kohen hedyot, be like a regular bas Yisrael, that the avne malog also eat truma, because the kohen's kinyan has a kinyan? The Tanya, how do we know that kinyano shekona kinyan is also ocher the truma? The Tanya, menayin le kohen shenosa isha, kohen got married, the kona avodim, and he bought avodim, that, and what's it called? Right, Kohen married a wife and she bought slaves. Now, how did she buy slaves? Whatever she owns, her husband owns. So the slaves now belong to the husband. No. There are ways that a woman can buy things and they don't go to the husband. Somebody gave it to her, almanas, that the husband has no rishus in it. That's one way. Not everybody holds that that's okay. It's a machlokas amoroyim. Even according to the Mandiomer, who says that that doesn't help, There are ways that the husband can say to her, I'm not interested in be kona this, you can have it. She was kona min a hefker. There's other ways.
Allowance from a husband.
What?
Allowance from a husband, like
could be. That becomes hers, okay. So in any case, there are ways that a woman can own something that's not her husband. So she's kona these avadim in a way that she owns them. So her husband doesn't own them. She yochlu b'truma. How do I know that they can eat truma? They don't belong to the kohen. They belong to the kohen's wife, his permissible wife. Shenemar, the kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo hu yochal bo. Right, kohen is yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo, and that nefesh has a kinyan kaspo. That's how the Gemara learns the pasuk. So they can eat truma too. Menayin leisha shekonsa avodim. The avoda of shekonu avodim sheyochlu b'truma. Right, so that's how we know that a Kenyan Kesef eats truma. How do you know that if the Kenyan Kesef bought avodim, the wife bought avodim, or an eved bought another eved, right, that they can eat truma? Shenemar v'koin ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo hu yochal bo kinyan o shekonu kinyan ochal. His kinyan was kona, kinyan also can eat, even though it doesn't belong to him, but it belongs to his kinyan. That's good enough. Rashi. He married a woman or he bought slaves. The first case is where he directly owns the thing. She bought avodim from her nifsei malog, which is her money. So that's another way that she can own the thing. Or avodim that were kona other avodim. Also in a way that the owner doesn't own what the eved gets. Somebody gave it to him that the owner shouldn't have, whatever. Whatever an Eved owns, his Rav owns, so how could, so automatically, those Avodim belong to the Kohen. Why do you need a special pasuk? Once the Eved is Kona, the Avodim, they belong to the Kohen. And that's like any Kohen owns an Eved, which we learned from the first pasuk. Talking in a case where somebody gave him these avodim or money to buy them, al manasha, the rab doesn't have any jurisdiction over the money or over these avodim. The kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo, kinyan kaspo kro yisera. It's an extra pasuk. Ki yikne nefesh, it should have said, what's kinyan kaspo? Right, the darshin and lahachi also. Right, that if his the nefesh that he bought has a kinyan kesef, also eats truma. V'hochi mashma kohen ki yikne kinyan kaspo nefesh sha'avdo yikne eved hu yochal bo. Okay, so Morris says, so why over here where the almana to the kohen gadol, the grusha v'chalutz of the kohen hedyot owns nichsei malog, right? Why can't they eat truma? They are the kinyan of a kohen. She's his kinyan, they're her kinyan. So why can't they eat truma? Someone says, "Kol ha'ochel machil, kol she'en ochel." She can't eat truma. She's a chalola. Whoever can eat truma can cause somebody else to eat truma. But if she can't eat truma, she can't cause her. That only works if the person who bought the thing could eat truma. But if the person who bought it is a kinyan of the coin but can't eat truma for some reason, like over here, she's a chalola, she can't make other people eat truma. Someone says, "V'hari oril." The cholatmeya, an orel who can't eat truma, but if he owns slaves, right, he can, what's it called, he can feed his slaves, even if he is owned by the kohen, right? Or a tame, let's say the woman's tame, she can't eat truma, still her slaves can eat truma. She'ena mochli machilin, so you don't have to be able to eat truma to make somebody else eat truma. Where it says no, hasim pumayu koyvlo, they really, the etzim could eat truma. They're just right now in a state where they can. If the Eved will have a bris milah, he could eat truma too. He's not excluded from truma in essence. It's only a side condition that makes him not eat truma. There she's tamei, she could become tar. But over here, where she's a halala, there's no way in the world she'll ever eat truma. She's in essence possible for eating truma. Where it says the hari mamzer shein ochel umachil, a mamzer. Right, we'll see the case. Let's see in a second. Let's see Rashi here. Her orel, kohen orel, eno ochel, ba'avod of ochlim. A kohen orel can't eat truma, but his avodim do eat truma. So you see that not only somebody who can eat truma causes other people to eat truma. Vavoda v'ochlim k'nishnan v'kamot. Tumayu koiv lehu kolomar mechusrei takantahem. They're missing a side condition. Aval omdim lisakim lechem. But that condition is correct. They could eat. So in essence, they could eat. There's only a side condition preventing them. It's like their mouth hurts them. They can't eat truma. It's a side thing. It's not essential. Aval zushi nasis chalola ein la tikun olamis. But this woman who's a chalola, she never could eat truma. So it's an essential psul that she can't be machal other people to eat truma. The Hari Mamzer Rashi Bas Yisrael shenisis lekohen. This is the case. A Bas Yisrael is married to a kohen. The Yolda Bas, and she had a daughter. The Habas nisis lemamzer, and the daughter. Right, so the daughter is the daughter of a kohen and an Israelis. Okay, that daughter married a mamzer. The Yolda Ben, she had a son who's a mamzer. Children of a mamzer, with either side is a mamzer. Umesa, she died. The Haben Kai, she died, and her son, the mamzer, is alive. Okay, the Hare Ein Imo Eishes Kohen. Right, Ocheles Bishvilo Truma LaAcher Mises Bail. And now, if what's it called, the Kohen dies, the original wife of the Kohen, who is the grandmother of this mamzer, can eat truma because she has offspring from the Kohen. Okay, in other words, she has a grandson who's a mamzer. Okay, even though he's not a Kohen. But the Sheishla Zera Ben HaKohen says, the Ashes Kohen, her husband dies, she's a Yisraeli, but she has children from him, even grandchildren, any children, even a mamzer, that allows her to eat truma. Kinesnan b'sefer b'pirkei. But who ain't a ochel de zorhu? This guy's a mamzer. He's not a kohen. He can't eat truma. Yet he makes his grandmother eat truma because she has some children that are issues from this her husband, the kohen. But who adin nami I kosher havi shenolad mi Yisrael kosher nami ain't ochel umachel asimo. Even if the guy would be kosher, he wouldn't be a mamzer, right? He's still a Yisrael. He's not a kohen, right? He came from a daughter and a son who were not Kohanim, so he still can't eat truma. It's not enough to be a mamzer that he can't eat truma. It could be a regular Israel and not be truma. But how the knock at mostly me mamzer mishun masnisan. It's a mishnah later on, but really the mamzer is irrelevant, because even if the guy would be a kosher Jew but he's not a kohen, he still can't eat truma, but he makes his grandmother eat truma. Gemara says avari mamzer shein ochel umachil. Amravina kinyan ochel ka'omer. Kinyan ochel machil. She'eno ochel, eno machil. Right. We're not talking about what's it called. We're not talking about a person who can't eat truma can't make other people eat truma. No, a person who can't eat truma can make other people eat truma. But somebody who only eats truma because he's a kinyan of a kohen and he can't eat truma, he can't make somebody else eat truma. The rule is not regular. Right, a kohen for some reason can't eat truma. He could be machel truma, but a kinyan of a kohen who eats truma only because they're a kinyan, and now they have a kinyan. Unless they can eat truma, it doesn't go one more step farther. It's only in that case. V'rova Omar midyoraisa mechalachli. Really, min haTorah nechanami these avdei malul can eat truma. V'rabbanan hu degazri b'hu. But the Rabbanan said she can't eat, they can't eat truma. Her Abde Malu can't eat truma. Why not? Kadesh Tomer, in order that the woman should say, this Almana or this Grusha should say, Ani Eini Ocheles. I can't eat truma. I'm married to a Kohen, I can't eat truma. Avdai Eini Ocheles. My slaves can't eat truma. Zona he had slow. The world's looking at me like a Zona. What kind of ridiculous thing is this? They don't consider me his wife. I can't eat truma. My slaves can't eat truma. So what will that include? Hilka chosi lafuka. She's going to look for a divorce. I'm not interested in being in a situation where people look at me like I'm some kind of prostitute, right? I don't have the status of a wife. I don't eat truma. So the Rabbanan made it that she should want to get divorced, so this isser will go away.